going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Another 6-game winning streak.
What?
10 games over 500.
What?
Tied for the best winning percentage in baseball.
What?
They've already taken 2 out of 3 in this series from the Phillies. We'll see if they could sweep today. And Griffin Canning, amongst other guys that have been tomato cans in their careers, coming here, getting into the pitching lab, and getting it done. It's been incredible to watch. And I know it's early, but hell, if they were 7-17, we'd be talking about how terrible they were. This is an awesome start, and it doesn't feel like it's slowing down anytime soon. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm great, man. As a Met fan, I'm just taking it all in. I mean, when you start listing some of those statistics, their records, their winning streaks, I'm like, I just want to sit here and enjoy this. This doesn't happen very often for our team, and hasn't happened very often for our team. And I concur. This pitching staff has done an amazing job. Griffin Canning got himself in and out of trouble last night, you know, handled it professionally. And I was looking at Carlos Mendoza as the game was going on. I'm wondering how long are they going to keep him out there? And I think part of it is, okay, we don't want to overuse the bullpen, but we also want to see if the young man can get himself through some tough spots.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of tough love going there, but I don't know, man. It's like we are in a really weird spot. I mean, like, we don't often have opportunities to really feel this way about our team. We always look at it from the perspective of somebody else. And I always say this. Why can't our team get off to a great start?
Yeah.
Just once.
Right. I know. I agree. And not have it be so hard all the time. And I know there's many months to go, but the fact that, you know, right now they have a better record than the Dodgers, and they're facing the Phillies, who could be their stiffest competition in division. We'll see if the Braves ever wake up for real. But they beat them a couple of times already. They beat them in the postseason last year. It feels like they've got their number right now, but it is... There's an expectation of winning, and I reference this moment a lot, but I think it's very important. It was after the Phillies playoff series where the Mets won. It was a champagne celebration, and Steve Cohen said, I want to change the negative perception of the Met fan, and that is happening right now every day. When you put on SNY, you expect them to win.
Yes, I would agree, and the other part of all of this is that, you know, in the beginning, you said, I know it's early. Now, we normally say that when they're off to a bad start.
Yeah.
I am not saying that. I am not saying it's early. I am saying I am taking in every single pitch. I am taking in every single game. And I'm taking in every single moment. Because this is a extension of what happened at the end of last year.
Yeah.
This time last year, it was miserable. And we had already started talking about trading Pete Alonso. And we were only in April, and they got off that horrendous start. So I'm not talking about it's early. I'm talking about stacking wins, stacking series wins, winning at home, dominating at home, having 35,000 to 38,000 to 44,000 fans at home in every game, and the fans buying into it. And that's, as a Met fan, I have to say, and many of the players have said, the fans are a big part of this because now they're coming out in droves. and they're seeing a winner and they're expecting to win, no matter who is on the mound. It's not like we're throwing Jacob DeGrom out there or Matt Harvey in his prime. We're throwing out guys by the name of Griffin Canning, Tylor McGill, a group of relievers that have done an unbelievable job thus far this season. I don't know, man. I don't care how early it is. I'm just enjoying it, and I think it's fantastic. And I think that Steve Cohen and David Stearns, at this point, given what happened last year and what's happening right now, deserve a lot of credit for where we sit as Met fans.
Yeah, and Pete continues to stay hot. It is amazing the confidence that he has in the box. I mean, it's just if you go and take a look at any at-bat, just pick any at-bat out last year, and just his demeanor at the plate as opposed to his demeanor now, it is a 180. And the game is mental. It's one of those things. We all knew he had the talent last year. It wasn't happening. He feels like he's back to being himself, and he's another guy now. Last year, I was expecting him to strike out, grounded to a double play, you know, fly out to center field every time he got up there. Now I'm expecting a home run or a double. It's been so much fun. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with his contract at the end of the year, but I'll tell you right now, he is carried this team offensively. Lindor has woken up, but Pete Alonso has carried this team offensively. And by the way, the Mets starting pitching staff is doing, they've got the best ERA in baseball, and they're doing it without Manaea and without Montas, who we'll see what he ends up being. But those were going to be two guys that were locked in the starting five this year. They're both out, and they still have the best ERA in baseball. If every single person, and I don't blame them, every single person breaking down the Mets and breaking down the National League East said the Mets' weakness is the starting pitching. It's the starting pitching. It's the starting pitching. It's been the best in the game.
Yes, it has been. And I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying every minute of it. And we all should be sitting back and enjoying this. And to have the feeling that your team is going to win every time they step on the field is really, I mean, it's a foreign feeling, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe from at the end of last year when they were on that run and Lindor was carrying the team and Jose Iglesias was a big part of it and the OMG stuff and all the things that were going on like in August and September. I mean, it's carried over to this season. And I think a lot of it, for me anyway, a lot of it has to do with Juan Soto. Even though his numbers are pedestrian, to say the least, given what he's being paid, he will heat up. Eventually, he will heat up and he will be the one that will be carrying the team because it's too long of a season for him not to. And I just think that his presence around this team has definitely had a positive effect, regardless of what the numbers tell you. I'm just telling you, I see a competitive guy every time he steps in the box, and I think that really has had a cascading effect on everybody else in the lineup. So,
yeah,
it's all good, and even he's only been average.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right, which is another one of those things you can say that, you know, the team could even get better. You know, we talk so much about, you know, the Mets getting Juan Soto. Juan Soto got the Mets, too. You know, Juan Soto came here and joined the team at the perfect time. They, after turning around last year, and I know it's not the exact same team, but the core is still here. You're joining a team that believed and wants to win and cares about winning every single game. And that's why the fan base, you know, packing out Citi Field early on in the season, I think, is so important. Like, you can't have those mental lapses when there's 35,000 people in an April game. You can't, because they're there, they're rooting for you, they got your back. Like, it feels like a way more important game than one of 162 in April.
If I had one minor nitpick.
Okay, you're allowed.
It's a minor nitpick.
You're allowed.
And I think hopefully he's going to be a really good player for the Mets, is that sometimes I think Luis Acuña Jr. is not really sure what's going on the baseball field.
Yeah, a little helter-skelter. Like,
I'm not really sure if he knows where he's going, where he's supposed to go, when to run, when not to run on the base paths, where to cover, where to go when you're a second baseman. Sometimes he's like floating around out there.
Yeah.
And he's not really sure. And it's so hard for me to believe. And I know that Gary sometimes when they're doing the games, and even and Keith every now and again will be like flabbergasted that they're not sure what he is doing at second base.
Yeah, it's awareness, not exactly a 10 for him.
I mean, you played baseball your whole life.
Yeah,
you're a second baseman your whole goddamn life.
But he's
you got to know where you're going.
Yeah, true.
I mean, is it that hard?
For some guys, you know, I mean, he's been getting away with being as talented as anybody for a long time, and he's got to focus.
But he's got to wake up.
To focus.
I'm hoping that Carlos Mendoza and I hope they're taking him aside and saying, like, you just can't be floating around out there like a butterfly.
Yeah, like you used to say to us, dancing with the fairies.
Yeah, well, what are we doing out there? I mean, you like the kid out in right field picking his nose.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. Get your finger out of your nose and let's go. Let's get our heads out of our ass and let's figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
But again, that comes back to coaching. That comes back to managing. It comes back to sitting the young man down, going over videotape with him and making him realize the mistakes that he has made from time to time that both Gary, and to their credit, and Keith and Ronnie, actually all three of them, have pointed out, and it is a little bit of a nitpick. And I know everybody wants him to be great, but he also has to, he can't be, you know, like dancing with the fairies. I mean, like, he's sometimes just out there, and I feel like there's like little butterflies flying around his head. Like,
he's got to lock in.
He's not aware of what's going on.
Yeah, he's got to lock in, and Francisco Lindor basically said as much about him and in games. Now, these are regular season games up at the big league, so there's no excuse. Not a spring training game. It's not a minor league game. So he's got to get that out of his game. And, you know, someone that is heating up, Mark Vientos, getting very close to his potential offensively, which is something that I've been waiting for this entire month. So that is another positive. And you get that guy hitting the way he's supposed to hit. The lineup is
lethal. Again, like, you know, you're going to have stops and starts throughout the lineup.
There's a sophomore slump thing. So the reason why, like, I don't get as worried about guys like Lindor or Soto, but, like, you know, Pete Alonso, you maybe were a little bit more worried about coming into the year because of what happened last year. There's all circumstances around other guys. Sophomore slump is a thing.
I know it's a thing. I mean, and, you know, when I think of Pete Alonso, I think of Chris Kreider and the Rangers.
Yeah.
Homegrown talent.
That's right.
Didn't have a great year. Has moments in the playoffs. Was a little bit injured this year. And that's why I want the Rangers to keep him. You know, I want the Rangers to keep their homegrown talent and somebody that's had a great 13-year career but had an off year this year. You know, it happens. You know, people go, you know, and have off years for whatever reason, whether it be injuries or different situations that they're involved in around the team and all. That has happened with different teams. I think Pete was a little bit of that last year, but look at what he's doing this year. I mean, there was a chance that he was not going to be on this team. And quite frankly, you know, we talked about the impact that Soto was going to have, and he is one that has been a direct positive result to Soto's, you know, being in the lineup, being here, being a part of the team. And you can feel like, you know, when you win, the team looks like it does. It looks like it's happy with each other. They all get along. And that's exactly what winning does. That's the elixir that cures any internal strife or any of the other crap, because nobody wants to be the reason why you lose. That's where the Mets are right now, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing.
So many guys clicking, I mean, on all phases, you know, offense and starting pitching and bullpen, and you don't want to be the weak link in that. I mean, you feed off that in a positive way. You feed off that in a negative way, too. When things are going bad, you know, that is contagious as well. So it has been great. Now, we talk about the Pete thing. I've said it many times already. I know the reasons why you don't, you know, get wrapped up in what's going on right now and talk contracts and all of that thing. But, I mean, if it were me, and I'm a fan, and I'm not David Stearns, and I'm not ruthless, I'd find a way to be like, all right, Pete, tacking four more years onto this thing
just
right now.
Relax.
I'm tacking four more years onto this thing.
Just relax.
We're taking care of you, man.
Take it easy.
We're taking care. We're going to do I want polar bear bobbleheads for the next 5 years.
I know you do.
That's what I'd like to see.
If you're David Stearns, you just got to take it one game at a time. Just let the whole thing play itself out. And let's hope that, you know, the Mets have two or three guys that are in the MVP running. Let's just hope it. And let's hope Pete is one of those guys and he continues doing what he's doing. I'm happy as hell for him because, you know, this is a money year for him without question. And thus far, he's been answering almost every single question.
Yeah, he has.
And by the way, his play at first base has been really good.
Yeah, and he picked one last night that was really impressive. And, I mean, that's one of those things that he got labeled as early on in his career, and he wasn't great, but now, I mean, I think he's above average. I think he's above average.
Runs above average? What the hell is that thing?
No, that's wins above replacement. Is that what you're talking about?
What's runs above average?
I don't know what that is, but
I don't know. That sounded like something that was important.
No. But I believe he's above average defensively at first base, and I think that's an unfair thing.
Unfair, of course he is. Yes, he is. I mean, you know, we've seen it for the last three or four years. He's gotten better each and every year defensively. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I don't know. You're doing this I don't know what to tell you thing like I'm disagreeing with you.
No, I know you're not disagreeing with me, but that whole runs above average thing.
I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not even sure that's a thing.
That's not a thing. Runs above average is not a thing.
Yeah, it's raw.
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 I mean, listen, he's leading the league in raw.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.